We are in Simen Shin Sadi Beis. We're about to start Shin Sadi Beis. And this needs something of an introduction. See, the Mechaber starts off with the exception, one has to understand what the rule is, which he brings in later. The halacha is that to make one big Erev for an entire city, where the entire city is going to be mutter betiltul without any restrictions whatsoever, Chazal didn't like. They were afraid that people will end up thinking that you're allowed to carry in a Rishus Aravim. As a result of it, they made rules whereby you're going to have to leave some part of the city that does not have an Erev or has a separate Erev, so at least there'll be restrictions as to what you can carry into where. So the Mechaber begins with the case where Chazal didn't make that rule, and he says, Ir shahoysa kinyan yochid, a city that actually belonged to one individual. Someone went ahead, he goes ahead and builds himself a city. Afilu nasa sharabim, even it became sharabim, whether he rented it out to other people or even he sold it to other people. So the halachi is, mishtatfim kulam shituf echod, they can all be mishtatif there, v'yataltlu b'chol ha-medina. They're allowed to carry in that entire city. V'chein, imhoysa sharabim, v'yesh lo pesach echod. Or, if it belonged to the Rabban, but there's only one door. It's a public city, but there's only one gate. There's only one entrance to the city. So the halachi is, mishtatfim kulam shituf echad. They are all allowed to make one big shitufe mavolis, and they can carry everywhere. By the way, we're talking about the inyan of eruv echatzeus and shitufe mavolis. With regard to the din of alechi v'korah that you need to make sure that the mavolis have a tikkun, and that you're allowed to carry there, obviously that was taken care of. Aval, imhoysa sharabim v'yesh lo shnei psachim. But let us say we're talking about a regular city that does not belong to any individual, and it has more than one entrance. Sha'am nichnasim bazeh v'yotzim bazeh. People can walk in through one door and leave through the other. Afilu nasis shal yochid. Even if eventually one individual went and bought it, Ein ma'arvin eskula. Chazal do not allow you to make an erev in all of it. Elamanicha mimenu mokom echad. You've got to leave at least one place. Afilu chotzer achas obayis letocha. Even one chotzer with a house inside it. Umishtatfim hashar. Everybody else makes one shituf. V'yu elu amishtatfim kulam mutarim b'chalir chutz me'osamokam sheshiru. And all of those mishtatfim will not be mutter in this one place. V'yiyu osam hanisharim, and those people that remain behind, mutarim b'mkomam b'shituf shosam la'atzmam. They will make their own shituf. But to carry from their batim into the reshus where the other ones made the shituf, or from the batim of the place where the whole city made the shituf into their batim, that would be osam. V'mhoyu hanisharim rabim, Asurim l'tatl b'shar kol ha'ir, and if they're rabim, then they could not carry. They could not carry in the rest of the city. Why did Chazal make such a takana? Says the Mechaber. V'dover zeh mishum hekeru, kedei sheyedu shehaeruv hitur lehem l'tatl b'ir zeh sharabim bokim ba, that they should understand that it was the eruv that was matir. Sharei b'makom shenishav lo nishtatif ma'amem l'tatlim bo. Because those people that were not mishtativ, they're on their own. So there, they'll recognize that an Erev must have been made here, and that's what's matir tiltul. But if we're not going to say that, then people are going to think you're allowed to carry. V'imrotzu la'arev mavui mavui bifnei atzmo. What happens if they want to make Erevin for every mavui on its own? Kol shkine mahani. Dein shir gadol mizeh. That certainly works. There's no shir greater than that, than every mavui making its own shituf. Hagah, the tzorech sheyasu beineim shnei pasin shel shnei mashuhuim im urochav eser amis ubiyeser miyu tzorech tzuris apesa. Now this is another halacha. Should they make separate shitufim in the different mavois? So the halacha is that each one of them is a separate place. Now normally the way we are matir tiltul in a mavui, aside from the shitufim mavois, is that you have a lechi v'korah. The halacha will be that since these places are open to one another and each one asers to the other, we would say that they'll aser on one another unless you set off each movi from the other with two pasin of a mashu, and if the entrance is more than 10 amis, then you're going to need a tzuras ha-pesach. Now, the question is, what exactly is this shirayim? What is sufficient for the shirayim? The lashon of the mechaber was a chatzur with a house in it. The mashmas is that a house alone is not enough. There are matirin, but the Shulchan Aruch clearly doesn't hold that way. The other question is, what's with regard to a non-Jewish home? Is that a shir? So there are makilim. It's a big machlokas there. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, Tov la'achmir. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the minhag today is that when they make an erev in a city, even though it's got lots of psachim, the minhag is that they make an erev in the entire city and they don't leave anything out. So he says that they're relying on the fact that there are non-Jewish homes there that are certainly not part of the erev, they're not Jewish. So Lemaisa, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best not to rely on non-Jewish homes, he says that is the minhag. Another pshat that he says in the minhag is this Rashi Shita that you need Shishim Ribo, you need 600,000 people living there in order for us to say that Chazal Asir it is a Gzeirah to Rishus Arabim. However, there are a lot of poskim that argue on that Shita also. And today you can easily have a city with 600,000 too.